A number of 5th Congressional District candidates addressed members of the West Monroe, West Washita Chamber of Commerce and other community members during a forum Tuesday. 8 of the 10 qualified candidates, including incumbent Representative Vance McAllister, were on hand to share their vision for the 5th District. Dr. Ralph Abraham, a Republican from Alto, who is running for the seat, cites his top concern in the campaign.
Primary issue has got to be the debt that we have to incur, the $18 trillion debt. It affects everything that we do, our economy, our job creation, the way we go to work and practice medicine, in my case, every day.
Fellow Republican candidate Zach Dasher, nephew of Duck Dynasty's Phil Robertson, says the tilting balance of views and political philosophies gave him reason to put his name in the contest.
I've been cynical about the whole political process since 2008 when we had control up until that point, had control of the House, the Senate, and the White House, yet we expanded the size of the federal government more than any point in history. I just thought, you know what, now's the time to jump in, stand up, and quit complaining and start doing something. It's time for ordinary citizens like me to get off the sidelines and get involved in the political process.
Harris Brown, a Monroe businessman seeking the post, says one item stands above the rest when talking to voters in the district.
I got to believe it's the economy. You know, everything I've learned in business is about creating jobs. And that's not to say we don't have these big issues like immigration and the VA and all that's going on in Washington with the overreach. But for the 5th District, which is what I really care about, I think the key to us is creating more jobs.
Republican candidate Ed Tarpley points to a national issue that Congress should address now.
Illegal immigration is an absolute disgrace. We must secure the border. We already have enough laws on the books right now to deal with the illegal immigration problem. All we need to do is enforce the law.
Each candidate was given 5 minutes to share their message with the audience during the forum. The two candidates who did not appear at Tuesday's event were Jeff Guerrero, Republican from Monroe, and Libertarian candidate Charles Hoshea. The general election is set for November 4th.